everybody. It is the Practice Squad. It's your host, David Schmidt. Over there's Jordan Stoglet producing.
What's up, guys? Happy Monday.
Yeah. Garmin. What's happening?
It's the worst.
Philly, you got some excitement yet?
Yep.
Titans
I'm
playing.
I'm so happy for now.
Playing in just a couple minutes. Obviously, a lot to get to tonight. Well, RIP to the Bengals season tonight. Little in memoriam. We'll talk about the budding future of the young Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Lots to get to.
You have to feel so good about yourself.
It's awesome. I don't know what this feels like. It's kind of like opening, living in a house for like 20 years and you open a door to a room that you've never been, like you've never known was there. It's like,
and it's better than the house you've been living in.
Yeah. What is this room? It's like a cool, like toy room. So yeah, feeling pretty good on this Monday.
Hey, did you guys see Steph Curry was in a car accident this weekend?
I did. I saw that.
Everyone's safe, but the authorities were confused why Steph was driving to the lane in the first place. Just hit the step back three. Oh yeah, that was a good one.
Going.
Do you have a drum roll on that one?
Nope. These are all gonna be duds.
So did you guys hear that Michigan's band director died suddenly before Saturday's football game?
Is that true?
True story. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh my God, he died?
Yeah, there's no punchline to that. That's just...
He just died.
Yeah.
That's it? That's,
yeah.
Have you seen that? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, it was a news. It was a header, so...
I did not hear that.
Yeah.
Am I going to hell for laughing at that?
No.
Sucks to be him then, huh?
Webster's,
because he's dead.
Webster's Dictionary just released their 2018 Word of the Year, which is misinformation. I now have no idea if I should even believe this.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
We got to fire our joke writer just like we got to fire Marv.
Yeah.
Marv ain't getting fired.
Les Miles, who currently lives in Kansas, has been hired as the next head coach for the Kansas football team. So why Kansas over any other school, they asked? Why do you think, guys?
I don't know.
Les responded, the commute is less miles. Did you guys see over the weekend there, did you guys see Jerry Springer is getting a new courtroom show called Judge Jerry?
I think I read that somewhere.
He's a judge now?
Unless the participants are lowlives who cheat on each other and have a weird fetish, I object.
Boom.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Coming out the gate swinging.
So, yeah. And now we got a lot coming up tonight.
No, we should do. No, I just wanted to, like, did you guys ever remember watching Jerry Springer as a kid?
Yes.
Like, there's one scene that's stuck in my brain. Like, once I saw this, every time I think of Jerry Springer, I think of the scene where he had guests on that like to throw up on each other. And like back in the 90s, like they used what I realized years later was just like water coloring, like green vomit.
Oh, really?
And so they were like trying to do a little tease and they were like looking at the camera with their green throw up coming out of their mouth and it like stuck in my brain. And now every time I think of Jerry Springer, I think of like people who like to puke on each other.
Wasn't he like the mayor of Cincinnati or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he...
The great city of Cincinnati.
Also did some with Indianapolis too, didn't he?
You guys ever seen Steve Wilkos?
See, that's what I thought. His security guard. He was how popular head. His show was. He got his own show.
And then Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham.
Yeah, he had a show like that.
The Great American?
Yeah.
Didn't
and it was
long.
Just like that though, right? Like,
It was supposed to be kind of
crazy people from the trek.
And I remember watching Maury Povich when I was a kid.
He got in the game late.
And Maury Povich, like, used to be an informational, like, they'd have actual stuff.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh yeah, ratings are really high when we just do baby mama stuff.
You're the dad. You're not
but
the
talk
dad.
About like,
and that's
overkill.
It now. Yeah, that's all they do now.
But yeah, it's not like, you know, once a week. It's like every episode is going
to
be.
It's like you could just go to the hospital and get a DNA.
If you guys had free tickets to go see Maury, but it was 5 hours away and it's this weekend, would you go?
No.
Isn't it in New York anyway?
Well, this is a hypothetical.
No.
Okay, that was a bad hypothetical.
Because I can watch everything I want on YouTube.
I mean, true. Maybe like 10 minutes. I would
enjoy it.
Yeah.
To be in the crowd for a little bit.
Is that still on?
I don't know. I'm not home at like, it's always home daytime. At like the unemployed hour, which I call it, which is like Judge Mathis.
Wheel of Fortune.
No,
Price is Right.
Like it's only on when you're supposed to be at work.
Yeah.
So I just always feel like it applies to
like
people.
Like if you took a sick day when you were a kid.
Yeah.
It's like Price is Right.
You can watch morning. Judge Mathis and the Jerry Springer Show and Steve Wilkos back to back to back. Finish up with Judge Judy.
and Sally, Jesse, Raphael. Do you remember that one?
Yep.
That
was a good one. Ricky Lake. Ricky. How did we start talking about all this?
Jerry Springer's got a new show.
Judge Jerry.
Well, that'll be interesting. The Bengals season's over.
Yeah.
Just like that. But we'll get into that. The Browns have some exciting football left, and the Titans are about to kick off, and Philly's very excited. Actually, I don't know how excited you are. You just told me they're going to lose.
Super excited.
So we'll get to all that. We have some bold statements that we're all going to make today. I need to figure mine out yet, but I'll do that during the break. We have our pick 'em. I believe we are 1-2 currently, waiting on tonight's results to see if we can salvage a 500 week, which I think we've tried to do about every week. Our draft 14.0 is... a heist team. We're assembling a heist team, with correct? Athletes. Like Ocean's 11?
Yes, with athletes.
With athletes.
Yes.
So I imagine we need speedsters.
You need a driver.
Okay.
You need a smart brain guy.
Okay.
A strong dude.
A wild card?
A wild card. And a crazy guy, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, looking forward to that. So be thinking about that. And some more overrated, underrated. So we got jam-packed show, but we'll be right back after these messages. We'll be right back.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a work.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
It's going to be a big party next summer, so don't miss your chance to get your tickets now for Win on the Wabash next August 23rd and 24th. $240,000 worth of prizes, including cash, ATVs, golf carts, firearms, a hot tub, and a whole lot more. There will also be live music from Erastus and Salt Creek. Tickets for this big two-day party are $100, and there will only be 3,000 tickets sold. Get your tickets and mark your calendars for Friday and Saturday nights, August 23rd and 24th. There will be 95 valuable prizes given away with a winner drawn every 5 minutes. 25 cash prizes of at least $1,000 on up to the grand prize of $25,000 cash. Purchase your tickets online at wowraffle.com and many Fort Cover businesses, as well as businesses in St. Henry, Coldwater, Fort Laramie, Rosales, and Lima. A complete list of ticket vendors is available online at wowraffle.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets today before they're all gone for Win on the Wabash. 95 big prizes, lots of cash, a big party, live entertainment, and free weekend camping. Get tickets and details at wowraffle.com and find us on Facebook and Twitter to check out our early bird giveaways. Don't miss out on the biggest party this area has ever seen. Friday and Saturday, August 23rd to 24th, 2019. Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
It's the practice squad.
Yeah, it is.
Call us 419-516-0702.
Call whoever be practice.
Yeah.
Pretty much the Bengals defense right now.
Or follow along on Twitter at FR Practice Squad. If you looked at the Twitter account during Thanksgiving, I gave you guys horrible advice on a Thanksgiving parlay. Hope you didn't take my advice. If you did, sorry about that.
No, you ain't sorry.
Yeah, I'm not really that sorry. So, hey, the Bengals and Browns played. It was utter embarrassment. Probably the lowest point of my time as a Bengals fan.
Yeah, for sure.
So what point in time did Negative Dave come out in that game?
On the drive to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Was it?
Yep.
That soon? Okay.
Yeah.
I got texts from them that they were both kind of nervous, which, David, I expect. Garmin did not expect that. So that was the first time you've ever shown any nervous.
What made you nervous, Garmin? Why were you nervous?
It's just because of...
AJ Green wasn't playing?
No, it's the...
It doesn't help.
Of what, I was nervous for what exactly what happened. That was my ultimate fear, is that I have to hear all these Browns fans talk about how, like, 8 years of garbage didn't just happen, and now they're back, and
now we have hope.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They're going
I don't have a problem with hope and all that, and, like, it's just, oh, God, I couldn't. That was the worst thing that could have possibly happened ever in the history of my life.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Part of me doesn't hate it for, like, you, because that had to feel good.
Yeah, and like when you say you, Tom,
to Jordan, yes, producer Jordan,
because you are actually a reasonable Browns fan, unlike some other people we know.
Yeah, and I think the way you guys won that game, there can be no sweeter victory other than like a Super Bowl. Or
I mean,
playoff.
Some of the stuff that happened, you, like I said when we were watching, like you could not write. Yeah. Some of the things.
It's like a comedy. Like your former coach goes to help out our clueless coach. They pick it off, hand the ball to him, like continue to mock us the whole game. Destroy us, like not even like it was never even close. The only way it was close was you guys were just like trying to run the clock out and playing prevent defense, and it was like
a boring second half.
It wasn't close at any point. It was a complete
no
beat
not
down.
Really yeah it was I mean we scored 28 points the first half. I don't believe we punted. I think
that's like the how many times have we not made a team punt this year? Like 4 times.
Yeah. They didn't punt the whole game.
I don't think so.
I don't remember one. I remember Alex.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, they punted.
We like times. Two or three.
And I would also make the argument that there was a very close chance we were almost within a score.
If we don't like snap the ball over our head and ruin our quarterback.
No, I mean like when Jeff Driscoll was in, I think we were within a score. Like
it was never within a score.
It was within two scores.
Yeah.
Because Randy comes in and misses an extra point, which is icing on the cake.
I mean, it was 35-7 at one point.
Yeah, so, it was.
Yeah. So it was from a Browns perspective. It was a really fun day. I was cautiously like optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, your guys' feelings like, hey, we're healthy and we're a better team. AJ's out. I think just like the feeling in the building, because I'm in the building every day, you know.
You're up in Berea.
I have a pulse on the team.
Yeah, you got those sources.
I mean, the team was like excited to play, and just as a fan, you could like see that and feel that. Whether that's Greg Williams or Baker Mayfield or actually winning, I don't know.
And what were the Bengals trying to accomplish by bringing in Hugh Jackson?
That's what I don't know. And that's
were they just trying
well,
to
well,
make?
Let's, can they're we, excited let's, to play for the sure point.
No, I just want to complain. Okay.
Why did you want to wait to talk about?
Like, well, I think Hugh deserves.
Go ahead and give us your happiness.
Okay, because
you deserve it.
Yeah, I don't know where I was.
They just
you're talking
good.
About your feelings in the building.
Yeah, no, okay, your sources in Berea were feeling confident.
I mean, we drove down the field fairly easy the first time.
We didn't
like
touch you.
78-yard drive.
So has 5 other teams, but
yeah, but and people were like, "Well, the Bengals' defense was bad." Well. Other teams play bad defenses, and we've also, in years past, have played really bad defenses and haven't done that. So it's something to actually take advantage of a bad defense that we can at least...
Not just a bad defense, but like NFL historically bad defense.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. But we still have not been... Like DeShone Kizer would find a way to throw 3 picks that
fair.
Game.
Yeah, fair. Baker's good, man.
So that was fun.
He's got that chip.
This isn't up right now. I think he'll have one more like come down, probably.
Like a rookie game?
Yeah, I'll have a rookie game. I think, and again, he has a big head probably.
You need that though.
There's nothing wrong with
like
it.
He's going to be insufferable for like Bengals fans for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you're not.
But he's going to be good.
You're going to hate him.
Oh, we're going to hate him so much.
You're going to hate him really bad.
Like, I don't hate him as much yet. I don't because, again, like part of me is kind of happy for fans like you who have like just been... Like, not had any joy for a long time.
Yeah.
And I mean, even like at least we have been to the playoffs, I guess. So we've had some joy that ultimately ends in horrible disappointment and then the same thing. But
we've experienced turnaround.
Yeah. And I think it's cool to like, I mean, you guys are going to be, I mean, your season's not even over. You guys got a lot of football left that could be competitive.
Yeah. I mean, we play against the people above us in the playoff race. The Texans, Carolina, not above us.
Carolina's NFC.
Yeah. Who else am I thinking of? Denver. Denver's now in it.
Colts. Okay. So Colts, do you play the Colts?
We don't play the Colts. Basically, Denver, the Ravens, which are now in the wild card spot.
That stupid Oakland game now. Like
in the Tampa Bay game?
Yeah.
Going for what, 61 years.
I mean, this is what you're going to experience now is that team that's on the fringe is you're going to look back at those games now and be like, damn it.
Well, and now it's just you're second guessing, like, was the biggest mistake even having you in the building from the get go?
Probably.
Probably.
And, you know, it's like John Dorsey, I don't think at all wanted him to stay, but Jimmy Haslam's like, no, he's staying. So that was, I think, a big mistake.
But at the same time, it's not, I mean, it's Baker's rookie year. Like, you can't expect.
No, like, yeah. I guess you could have. What, 2 weeks ago, we're like, I just hope he plays some good games and he's a good quarterback. And right now, we're already like, let's get to the playoffs.
No, yeah, you can totally, I mean, it's totally fair to expect that. Like, when Dalton was a rookie, that was coming off of the strikes. Like, he didn't even have a...
And when Palmer, requested a trade.
Yeah, I mean, he came in...
But what's the probability of the Browns making it to the playoffs?
They're in the hunt. They're, like, mathematically, like, they're right behind us.
Well, we need some teams to lose. We need the Colts to stop being hot.
Ravens.
We got to win out. We pretty much have to win out and have the Colts lose.
And the Ravens, right?
And the Ravens.
How many wins you got? Four?
Four, six, and one. Six and one. So that tie is going to mean something if they keep winning.
So, I don't know. It's a long shot, but
it is a long shot. But fun to be in, you're mathematically still a part of it.
Yeah,
have fun with that 18-24 draft pick.
If you get it, I will. I'll cherish it and enjoy it. Yeah. And we don't have to analyze like trading down and who we could get when we trade down.
That's true.
So,
well, yeah, it has to be exciting for Browns fans all over. If you're listening, call us and give us your
or don't
happiness, or you can
please do.
Or we can just wallow in.
Well, a couple points. So one point that I think went under the radar is we were 5 for 5 in extra point attempts.
Nice.
All went pretty much down the middle. So I didn't
congratulations.
Point it out. That's a big takeaway.
But that is a big takeaway. We kicked 5 extra points. We made them all. So in the Bengals extra points.
And we did.
So,
yeah. Big bunny Randy Bullock.
Yeah.
Like, did we become the laughingstock of the NFL again with that game?
It's more.
I don't know about
Hugh's
like.
Hugh's the major thing. I think.
Yeah, I don't think about. I don't think like 1990s Bengals laughing stock. No. Like I think we've been.
That game did look like 1990s Bengals.
No, I agree. But I mean, we've kind of been like the, you know, the butt of the joke the past couple weeks just because of having Hugh.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest joke like, in the actual game.
It is. There's so much about Hugh Jackson.
How many times does that guy have to leave, and you guys just keep bringing him back?
I don't know. And like it just. I can't even express my rage with the fact that Hugh Jackson is on our team and like the stuff that has happened. And I follow Sam Green on Twitter who is a photographer for The Inquirer. And he had this picture of Hugh Jackson, like hugging Greg Williams.
Yeah. And he's like smiling.
The biggest smile you've ever seen in your face. And I'm like, walk away. Like that picture, he should try and pay that guy to not have that picture be on the internet. Like that irritated me. I'm trying to like catch myself from not swearing. I just such please a rage. Don't. Like I just can't stand that he is with us. He does nothing.
Not even that. I don't blame at all what the Browns feel.
Like because not only towards you.
Yeah.
No, I don't either.
And it's one thing to like go with the team and keep working, whatever, but he's on the sidelines. Like they could have been like,
okay, with a headset.
You could do something like
go standing next to Marv.
Like if you want to help and be employed,
assistant,
go up to the press box,
special assistant to the head coach.
Yeah. Very special.
Which is funny. This is like what makes like why special. Like he's a special
because he because the Bengals love
Marvin
him so
Lewis
much.
Is
he's
like twin
he's
brother.
Not assistant. He's a special assistant.
Because he's getting paid. They're terrible. Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's just so frustrating and dumb. And I waste so much time watching them.
So Sorry, did you have something, Garmin?
No, I was just going to say, it's beyond embarrassing.
It is.
And seeing Hugh Jackson stand next to Marvin Lewis as Marvin Lewis claps and says, let's go, and we're down 35-7.
Well, and do they not think, hey, cameras are not going to be on us every time out?
Marvin doesn't care about that. Marvin's like,
I'm actually surprised that there's not a shot of them holding hands while they're on the sidelines.
Do you have any doozy quotes?
No, I've been watching his press conferences like very analytically the past couple weeks, and he just drives me up the wall because he's just refuses to answer any questions and just gives stereotypical questions to.
We got to coach harder. We got to do our jobs. We got to let things come to us and do our jobs.
Like, he had a press conference today that I watched. It was like at 5 o'clock, and it was on Facebook Live, and before he sits down, he's like, well, I just want to let you guys know, like, I can't remember, you know, everything that happened, you know, from the game yesterday, a lot of stuff went down. And I'm like, I could watch Sean McVay do an hour-long press conference going over every single play, every single coverage that went, and I'm like, you should be able to, like, he's going in there basically saying, I'm not going to answer all your questions.
Yeah. I don't like Marvin Lewis anymore. I used to defend him all the time. Here,
and I'm done. I want him all
the time. And is there something romantic about him because he's the one that, like...
Not anymore.
...made us... You're right. But what I'm saying is like, he was the one that turned us around finally. Yeah. And that was always cool because, hey, we're not the laughingstock. We're competitive and we had a couple runs, but...
Nope.
Wow. Has he overstayed his welcome?
Just what? Head on a spike. That's what's horrible.
It's the owner. I mean, it's Mike Brown that just, like, is fine with the same... And he doesn't care either. That's another guy that doesn't care what other people say.
So
Mike Brown could care less about what anyone says.
Yesterday, Garmin stated that you hope you guys make a move by like this afternoon.
I wanted
outside of Dalton to the IR.
Yeah, I wanted by Monday, by like noon today. I wanted to see someone's head on a stick, like a sacrificial lamb. Another one. I don't care. I want someone gone.
Just to give a statement like, hey, we hear you. Like
a little bit. Yeah. Like, it's like, hey,
don't care about
we're
that.
Sorry that we're horrible. So we're going to fire someone
and I'm not a Bengals fan, but if I was
here in your Derrick Henry jersey,
I would want the only way I'd be happy is Marvin Lewis.
Gone. But
if he's still,
and then Hugh Jackson is the head coach.
If he's there,
that's what people are saying. That's what they're afraid of.
But if he's still there in the front, you know, of the coaching, and he's just going to hire someone that's going to do the same stuff.
My thing is, like, I know, like, they're not. Everyone's talking about how they should, like, Marvin Lewis should be fired today, and he should be fired today. In any normal, like, in any professional sports franchise,
rational team,
he would be unemployed today. But the way the Bengals are.
He's coming back next year.
This is the first time like ever I think as a Bengals fan where I want him gone.
Do they have an opt out or is next year guaranteed?
He's under contract. They won't fire him.
Yeah, I don't think he won't.
I think he is under
coach for him.
I think he is under contract through next year.
Yeah. So
there's no way that Mike Brown fires him.
What do you think the chances are that Hugh or Marvin don't coach next year?
2%.
Well, I'm going to say higher than that, but I'm going to say it's not higher than 50 just because of the way we've been.
Yeah. After the season, there'll be a lot of rumors. Marv and Mikey will sit down at that one restaurant he likes. It's right by...
if it doesn't happen within the first month
Terry's
after
Turf Club,
the regular season's
the Moon,
over,
Half Moon Cafe or something, they'll sit there, have a glass of wine, nice steak, talk about, well, Marv had a lot of injuries this year. Yeah, you know, it wasn't too bad. We started off hot. Yeah, that was fun.
I just got coached better.
Okay, so like,
did you guys make a profit this year? Yeah, we did all right.
Did you see this quote
right
after the game?
Sounds good. Bring him back.
So before, like, Marvin gets asked any questions, I feel like he's addressing all Bengals fans when he says this, and it irritated me to no end.
Yeah.
He goes, I've got to do a better job. I've got to prepare them better. They've got to go out, and they've got to execute their jobs better. Okay?
Okay, like, question mark.
Yeah, okay, question mark. Like, he's answering a question to everybody. I'm like, no, not okay.
Yeah.
That is the most bland, generic statement. It's like, I should probably be fired, but we need to do better, okay?
And injuries are part of it, but...
Injuries are a huge part.
That game yesterday, they did not want to be there.
No.
And the Browns just, like, took their soul, like, right away. And they were just like... It was over.
It was.
They didn't want to play.
One of the quickest like games in terms of it being over.
It was over like 14-0 when they threw the pick to make it 21.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, this is over.
So, like, I'm going to go ahead, and if any, there's Browns fans out there listening, I'm not going to make excuses for the Bengals. They were going to lose that game. Like you said, they did not want to play that game.
But even if they had AJ.
Going in. But I'm just saying, like, so the IR is...
Injured reserve for the people that don't know IR.
And this is confused. And this is not... Dalton's on this, but this is as of today. Andy Dalton, starting quarterback. Preston Brown, starting middle linebacker. Carl Lawson, your youthful edge rusher who's going to make a big impact even though he was struggling. Tyler Kroft, tight end. Tyler Eifert, tight end. Glasgow. Adolphus Washington. Josh Tupou.
Oh.
Those last two, right?
Those three are defensive. Okay, you can say whatever, but we played Christian Westerman, a backup offensive True. Guard, on a goal line stand. Okay? So there's like four tight ends on here. Like four tight ends.
What about the ones where they actually miss games?
Oh, the multiple missed games. This is ridiculous. Guys that have missed multiple games. Billy Price, John Ross, AJ Green, Tarquez Dennard, Giovanni Bernard, Joe Mixon, Vontez Burfict, Vinny Ray, Nick Vigil, Josh Malone.
Those are all starters.
Every single one of those guys except for Josh Malone is an important starter.
Hey, it's not Mars' fault. Bring him back. They'd be healthy. What,
part of me is afraid that they're going to look at that as an excuse.
Oh, they will. Absolutely. Yeah. Why wouldn't they? They're the Bengals. They're going to bring them back next year. I'm going to be an idiot and get excited again. I'll watch the games. And then this same time next year, they'll be 4-5 or whatever. And it doesn't matter because nothing mattered. No. I just like, it's unbelievable. Every year is the same.
So
every year is the same. Even though Jeff Driscoll comes in and runs the table.
Both of you guys are at the realization that this is probably the end of the era, Marvin Lewis era.
I think the end of the era was after 2015.
No,
so my 2016 was the end of the era.
We're still in it. Even if it's bad, we're still in it. We're still in the Marvin Lewis, Andy Dalton era.
Yeah, it should have been at the end of 20. It should have been 2016. Probably should have been even before that.
But what was the pinnacle of his
yesterday?
The good point.
The swing?
Yes.
2005 was good. Then it roller coasters down. Then it goes back up in 2009. Then it goes down. Then it goes up in
2011 to 2015 was the pinnacle.
Yeah, I agree.
We were in the playoffs every single year.
We guys made the playoffs every year. Yeah.
And like,
lost first round every time.
Yeah, like, I mean, those guys, the records were like 9-7, 10-6.
Best team was 2015.
11-5. Yeah, like, I mean, those were like good teams. Like 13-3, I think, was the 2015 team.
They were either that or 12-4.
Yeah, and I mean, that's pretty damn good.
Not only that, so you guys went from kind of the Carson era to the Dalton era.
And like without a beat.
Yeah.
And without, Dalton has.
Which is rare.
Garmin, you'll know better than I have, but how much better are his numbers than Palmer? Is Dalton the best Bengals quarterback of all time?
Statistically, yes. I will say that. Statistically, yeah. He is. He's got pretty much all the records right now.
Would you, on your Mount Rushmore of Bengals quarterbacks, who's number one? Carson?
I don't know. I mean,
in his prime?
Boomer.
I'd probably say Boomer because he got us to a Super Bowl, too.
True. And he's great on TV. His presence on TV, I tell you what.
Forrest Gregg.
He was a quarterback? I thought he was a coach.
Or no, not Forrest Gregg.
Kenny Anderson?
Yeah. My bad.
John Kitna?
John Kitna. Palmer's probably my favorite. He looks awesome.
Yeah, he looked awesome.
You want to like say like the most quarterback-looking quarterback? Carson Palmer.
Yeah, like, but that's stupid because he had like two good seasons.
Yeah, you're right. As far as like best Bengals quarterback, it's Andy Dalton.
He never really recovered with us after that ACL injury. He was a game manager.
Did he break his thumb? What was his?
Torn ligaments in his throwing hand.
Because Marvin said it wasn't a serious injury yesterday.
You know what's ridiculous?
He should be all right.
He had a press conference and he didn't know.
It wasn't serious, but he's out for the rest of the year. Yeah. I think that's the second time he told everybody that AJ Green's wasn't serious and he hasn't played in 4 weeks.
He doesn't know. I don't think he gets the information.
I don't think he knows anything.
I just don't think, or he doesn't feel like sharing it because today's press conference, after it was over, Adam Schefter had that tweet like 15 minutes after that. And I'm like, so you're telling me he didn't know going in?
He's just sitting in his office with Hugh Jackson and they're just laughing about how much money they're making. Don't care about it.
Hugh's had a bad year.
Could you imagine?
I think if Hugh was remotely
I mean, like, his bank account's all right.
It's but that's it. I mean, I wish
that's it.
I wish he could hear this, and I'm not saying he has.
He might be. I gave him the link,
and
he'll be a college.
Either way, it wouldn't make any difference. He's never going back down to college.
No. You don't think so?
He'll be a running back coach.
He'll be a coordinator in the NFL forever. But my thing is, like, if he was a man, he would leave.
Why would he go back?
No, I mean, just leave the team. Like, if he was a man, he is he's drawing so much unwanted attention to us.
Like,
and he's such a joke. He basically, we gifted him a job. If he was a man, he would walk away. But he's not. He's a punk.
No, I'm just
wants to, who wants to hide behind Marvin Lewis?
I'm just saying, in general,
and be a special assistant.
Why would he go back to the Bengals?
Because there's a job. They paid him like $250,000 to stand behind Marvin.
He's still getting paid for the Browns. You don't need to work that year.
So, has anybody, just to piggyback off this, have issues with what Baker, the shade Baker threw?
No, not really. No. Okay. I mean,
hoping there'd be some.
Well, okay, I'll say, like, if you're Hugh Jackson, you're just looking for a job to go somewhere. So that's kind of, you know, I guess I would defend it a little bit, but I have no problem with him saying it.
And I'm sure he has, like, a lot of disdain towards him because he, like, tried to start Tyrod instead of him. And
it was a stupid move. Like, he basically tried to, like, squash the beginning of his career.
There was something on Twitter about his numbers before Hugh Jackson left versus after, and they're
he's
so much better now.
Since Hugh Jackson left, he's 9 touchdowns, 1 interception. He has.
You think it's really Hugh Jackson or Todd Haley?
It's both. I mean, you could say
a little bit of both. But
Hugh wasn't really making the offensive calls, was he?
No, but Hugh was the reason why he wouldn't. Like, if Todd,
Taylor
hadn't got hurt.
Yeah,
and if you listen to Baker's press conferences,
I'm just saying Kitchens is probably drawing up a little better, simple game plan for him instead of what Haley wanted to do.
I don't think Baker ever had a problem with Todd Haley.
I don't think so either.
And he stated that. And someone even asked him, like, you know, so you had issues with play calling. Was it Todd Haley? He's like, no, I told you guys before, like, I didn't have an issue with Haley. It was just the leadership. I mean, he would dance around for the past few weeks, him basically not respecting Hugh Jackson, and then I think yesterday just...
And even still, I would make the argument that he really didn't even throw him under the bus that much, because he opened up with saying, people are going to say whatever they want to say, but this is kind of my opinion, and he really didn't trash him that hard. He was just like, you know, I just find it kind of disrespectful that he just went to the team we play 2 times a year.
Yeah, stiffed him on the hug.
And the other thing too was
he kind of did that in college. Like, he wanted to go to Texas because he's a Texas boy. Then he goes to the
but
there's differences.
Yeah, he's looking to get a starting quarterback.
He wanted a scholarship and they wanted to give it to him.
Right, so he went somewhere that did.
How don't you give Baker Mayfield a scholarship?
Because really nobody coming.
What's unfortunate?
Is Pat Mahomes there?
Pat Mahomes and Davis Webb. Both drafted.
Huh. Yeah, both those guys. And not only that, but like what he was on with Barstool, I think he was on Pardon My Take.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how when the recruiting was going on when he was in high school, he wasn't real big, which people take into account. So I don't know if that throws in at all. He was like 5'11", he said. Or like,
I'm sure it mattered.
But still, like I said, like, and that's like other thing, like the fact that Hugh fought so hard, and there's that video of him trying so hard to get to Baker Mayfield, just sickens me to my core. Yeah.
Just the pictures, like, on the sidelines just of those two standing there with their arms crossed.
He's trying to get a hug, and I agree with you on that.
They don't know what they're doing.
Do you want some? Do you follow Pro Football Focus Bengals on Twitter? Do you want some random, like, horrible stats?
Yeah,
that will just really upset you. So Alex Redmond,
he's bad.
So allowing another 3 pressures against the Browns on Sunday, Bengals guard Alex Redmond leads at all at his position of pressures allowed. Like, he allows like 8.8 pressures.
Miles had 12 pressures yesterday, which is like the most.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And then this was after the New Orleans game. This doesn't even factor in what we did against Cleveland, which it's probably worse now, is that linebackers Jordan Evans and Hardy Nickerson allowed 92 yards in coverage on Sunday against New Orleans, but they have given up a league high 1,200 yards and 63 first downs.
I don't know what it feels like to get a third down stop anymore.
Well, yeah, and like in Marvin's
it's like third and 5. It's like 3rd and 5, and it's like, oh, they're going to get it.
Well, not only it's like, I don't know your stats, but converting third downs, like, for your offense.
Oh, yeah, and then we just can't. It's like, it's so hard to watch.
Do you want, take away some positives on the Bengals from the game the other day?
Why not?
This was what good to me, because when we were talking about before the game, because Drake Kirkpatrick didn't play, which I kind of think was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So William Jackson III and Darqueze Dennard allowed just 27 yards in coverage against the Browns, but the linebackers gave up 135 yards and two touchdowns.
That's boys.
But those two guys played pretty well.
Yeah, there's talent there. You know, I mean, it's not like they have a bunch of
Landry wasn't nobody. A really big factor in that game at all.
He had a couple nice like third down plays, but that was pretty much it.
Maybe he was like 3-4 catches for like 48 yards.
Who had the most yards for the Browns? Callaway?
No, Higgins. Njoku.
Njoku. Oh yeah, that's another thing. If I want to go on a tirade,
I knew that was coming.
I still to this day I watched that video like 100 times, and I cannot believe it. I mean, you like I said, you guys were going to win that game no matter what, but I cannot believe that touchdown is the most asinine thing I've ever seen.
I would think...
You guys pretty much picked him up and carried him
the
in.
The bigger question
No, it wasn't that. He got caught.
Is asinine a bad word?
No.
Nah.
And what does it mean? I mean, it means stupid, but like...
That's what it means.
Ridiculous? I don't know.
Yeah.
You can Google it while I go on my asinine.
Are you saying
rant.
That he jumped up and then
he jumped
stopped.
Up into our linebackers and lost his forward progress... Which is, that play should be dead.
No, not necessarily.
And okay, but here, well, then hear me out on this also, is that, and I'm not really even going to complain about this because the NFL never calls it. He was held up and almost pile driven into the ground by two of our defensive players, and then three Browns players came and pushed and basically carried him into the end zone, which is a penalty. He cannot receive forward progress assists from another player, which he received because he was not on the ground.
Asinine means extremely stupid or foolish, which I knew what that meant, but
I'm just saying, like, it's whatever. Browns were going to win, but that drove me up the wall. That Marvin challenged that stupid whatever play and throws the flag like 2 inches.
And
yeah. Yes, and he doesn't challenge that.
How many coaches do you see every Sunday that just, like, meekly drop the flag at the feet of the ref?
He drops the flag with as much enthusiasm as he does when he talks.
He dropped the flag, like, if you're a person who's got, like, a dirty tissue in your pocket and you want to throw it on the ground, you don't want anyone to see it.
Yeah.
That's how he threw it. Like, if it's me, I'm chucking it to the 50.
Like, at this point, he's just tired, right? It just looks like he's tired. It just looks like he's like...
He's looked done for like the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm. At least.
Yeah.
So I didn't mean to cut you off, but Jordan, you just tell me how I'm wrong about what the Njoku play. I mean, from your Browns perspective, okay. I could be wrong.
I was going to say...
I just feel like it was ridiculous.
That's always a weird rule that I've seen both obviously called too quickly.
Which one? The forward progress?
Yeah.
I agree.
So,
but when the guy is in the air... And not on the ground, and he's being driven backwards.
No, like, so, you know, when some guys, like, a receiver catches an out, and the cornerback, like, takes a hold of him and, like, throws him backwards, and he regains his footing,
well,
he can still move forward. It's not like one...
Yeah, but that was not the scenario.
I'll give Garmin, if that was a quarterback, they're blowing the whistle dead right away.
Well, that's irrelevant. But, I mean,
it should be the same on everything, shouldn't it?
No, quarterbacks are treated differently.
It is, well, because that screwed you guys earlier in the year when you guys played Derek Carr.
So, I you have an argument. I'm not saying you don't. I've seen other ones that...
I mean, I'm just...
Essentially going to say was, I thought the bigger touchdown that was a question mark was
Chubb.
Yeah.
I thought so too, but I watched that a lot, and I feel like he kind of had it pinned the whole way.
Yeah, he might have. I mean, they didn't seem to question it.
I don't think it matters, does it?
I don't
know. He had possession.
If he has possession, but he has it pinned against the defender's back, it's still a touchdown.
Yeah, but I just thought it was so absurd because Njoku was literally, like, when he dove, like, the ball was at the 5-yard line when he was in the air.
Mm-hmm. They asked him post-game, like, why he dove or jumped at 5 yards. He's like, because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, so he jumped in the air. When he jumped, the ball was at the 5.
Yeah.
He's in the air.
Yeah.
And then he gets carried into the end zone, which I don't know how that's not a penalty either, but I'm just griping.
Hey, David, do we have a call-in number?
Yeah.
All right.
It is 419-516.
Hold. Oops, sorry.
0702.
And hold your calls. We're going to take a break.
Yeah.
So we should probably
take We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 200 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height, and the easy servicing and comfortable cab. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery to see the New Holland skid steer and compact track loader. They're designed for hard work and demanding conditions.
Floors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hotspot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Basketball season starts this week, and here are the games coming up on Fort Recovery Radio. The Lady Indians open their season on Thursday as they host the Crestview Lady Knights. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the action live, starting with the JV game at 6. Then on Saturday, the ladies will play at Wapakoneta with the JV game starting at noon. That game will also be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Then on Saturday night, the boys will start their season, hosting the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats in a recently scheduled game that isn't on the original schedules. Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that game with the JV game starting at 6. The boys' game that was previously scheduled for Friday night with St. Mary's is postponed until January 12th due to the Rough Riders' deep run into the football playoffs. It's the start of basketball season. Girls host Crestview to open up their season on Thursday. Then they'll travel to Wapakoneta on Saturday with the JV game starting at noon. Then the boys open their season on Saturday evening, hosting Delphus Jefferson in a game that was just recently rescheduled. Get your season tickets and get on the Indians bandwagon early for both our girls and boys teams. Get to all these games this week to help cheer them on. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Practice squad, call us 419-516-0702 if you want to add your thoughts to the Bengals and Browns showdown that happened.
Can we tweet out that number?
The beat down, yes. I will tweet that number out. They're looking at the play right now. Do you want to explain that, Jordan, or whatever?
Okay, so Garmin was previously arguing that it's illegal to push a player.
Which I can admit.
Yeah.
That's not the rule. That's
which
fine.
Which is not.
It's illegal to pull a player, not to push a player. I thought, and it's a confusing play. It all happens kind of really fast. But, you know, if he's in the air, you probably can't, I don't know the rule, you probably can't push him. But if he has his footing on the ground, you can push him. And I think it happens all the time.
It does. And that's why when I said that, I was like, it happens all the time.
Before we get a lot of emails and texts of people, you know, trying to correct us.
Yeah, before it's an avalanche.
Yeah.
No, and that, like I said, I have no problem admitting if I'm wrong, if that's the rule. I just felt like it was ridiculous because he was in the air. And I don't know how you don't lose your forward progress. But it didn't matter because it's not like, even if you took that touchdown away, and you took Nick Chubb's touchdown away, we still lose that game.
Yep. The Bengals technically are not out of it. They are, but they're
so
not.
Soul crushing.
Well, you got Tom Savage today.
Yeah, we did. Awesome.
Ooh, Tom Savage. And also, by the way, my dad was listening to the game because we were at B-Dubs, and when Jeff Driscoll, remember he kind of like got that roughing the passer call and we thought he was going to get hurt?
Yeah.
They did. Alex Erickson was going to be the backup quarterback.
Nice.
If that had happened.
Come to that.
Who's Alex Erickson?
Our slot receiver.
Slot receiver.
He gets like 30 yards upon return.
Yeah. And was like our 4-string running back.
He is. If anyone knows one, can correct me, but I want to know a better white kick returner in the history of the league.
See, was Jason Sehorn a kick returner?
Possibly.
I mean, like true kick returner? Because like Julie Edelman, he's pretty good. He's back there.
Yeah, he's back there.
He's a punt.
I feel like
Erickson has
really good average.
Yeah, like as he's gotten better.
He never breaks it, but he gets like 30 yards.
Like Danny Woodhead.
He doesn't return kicks, does he?
I don't know.
Punts maybe. All I know is that like since we've had Alex Erickson, I think for like 3 years now, he's been like always in the top five of like kick return and punt return.
We can be proud of that.
Yeah, he was really the only bright to watch.
They're
Boyd played well, too.
Who was the guy you had for like 8 years?
Brandon Tate.
Yeah, Brandon.
He was the best returner ever. He averaged 10 yards?
Oh, he would catch dance, and then fall down. Oh, you hated Brandon Tate.
He's kind of like CJ Uzomah for me now. Even if CJ Uzomah, if he had like a 200-yard game and 4 touchdowns, I'd be like, cut him. It's terrible.
Yeah, they're 5-6, so they're not out of it. Obviously, the news of Andy Dalton pretty much seals their fate. We'll see what Jeff Driscoll can do, whatever. I don't know. doesn't matter.
Did you see Joe Goodberry breaking down the film today on Twitter?
Yeah, where he didn't throw.
The interception. It was the exact same play and the exact same coverage, and Driscoll threw it for a touchdown.
Yeah. Do we want Jeff Driscoll to do awesome and carry us to the playoffs?
No, you don't.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing him do well. I just don't want to win. At this point, why?
At this point, lose every game and get a top 10 pick.
We've already lost, what, 5 in a row now? 4 in a row now?
5.
Yeah.
Well, so you guys started 5-0, right?
4-1.
4-1.
Okay.
It feels like.
Do you remember when we were at the Steelers game? They were 4-1.
What a change
with the lead. They were 4-1 with the lead with 90 seconds left from moving to 5-1 in a game where they
would have taken a lead.
Outplayed the Steelers.
We would have been like the top 3 in power rankings.
And since that game, they got killed by the Chiefs. They got killed by the Saints. They almost choked to the Buccaneers.
What?
They got killed by the Browns.
Miami torched us in the first half.
Take the Chiefs.
But that was even before that.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, our first halves have been.
We got torched by a high school offense in Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
It's just been horrible. Like, I remember thinking at 4-1, like, even when we lost to go to 4-2, it's like, our schedule's pretty easy.
You guys play the Raiders yet, don't you?
Raiders, Broncos, Chargers, Browns. Steelers, and Browns.
The Raiders might be a good game, eh?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So Philly, how about the Titans?
They're winning.
Are they?
Yeah, 10-7.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They are in the thick of things, correct?
Yes. This is a do or die. We got to win, pretty much.
You have to?
Yes.
Does it, like, for the wild card or for the division?
No, for the division. I don't think we have a chance with the wild card.
You have a chance.
I'm just saying we got to have a lot of other stuff trickle down to we win out. Then the teams we need to lose. Like the Colts, they should have lost.
Ravens, yesterday. The Browns.
The Ravens.
We're now chasing you at your coattails.
I mean, Browns don't propose the threat now. I mean, if we stay ahead of them.
True, you have a better record.
We get in, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We will see.
How high are your hopes, Jordan? Like, even though you're going to like say that you don't, but there's going to be like 2 games left in the season. You guys are going to be like, mathematically a part of it.
Yeah. It feels good. My hopes are
favorable schedule. There's a way
favorable schedule. Like, you know, even like 4 weeks ago, we're like, hey, this is pretty tough. Like when we were looking at the Chiefs and the Falcons and you guys twice, which at that point you were still good. So my hopes are like, yeah, it's a long shot. I don't think it's going to happen.
It's definitely going to come down to,
I think, getting 6 wins. I think, what were they, 5.5 wins?
I think the Bengals are 5.5, but that's looking, I don't know.
You guys were like right there with us. It was either 5 or 6.
It was either 4.5 or 5.5.
Did you take that?
Yeah, I took it.
I think it was 5.
So, but the rest of the year, yeah, I think the only one that Denver's
playing
some good football.
They beat the Steelers.
So I guess Denver and we play the Panthers and the
Texans. Tough stuff.
Panthers. Yeah. So those will be 3 good games, which I think we can pull out maybe at least one of those. We have you guys and then Ravens. So I think we'll get another at least 3 wins. So maybe 7 and what would that be?
7-8-1.
Yeah, 7-8-1.
I think that'd be
a nice little record there.
And I can see that happening and like you guys doing like really like even in the games you lose, like they'll be close and like the offense looks good, defense looks good.
Your team will look inspired like they want
to
play.
And next year, whenever like we're getting close to start, everyone's going to be like super high on you guys.
So I don't know.
The hype next year is going to be real.
It's going to be real.
Yeah. How. You know, this whole because we still have to go through a whole nother coaching search, how it's going to play out. I think part of the reason we're playing so well is because Greg Williams, they're just being pretty loose. Like he knows he probably won't get a head coaching job.
Right.
He's letting the team have kind of fun. There's not much discipline. I think Baker is, talking a lot. And I think like Demarius Randle and that action that he did with, which is the best troll job ever.
Oh my God.
So I think it gives them an edge, but I don't know what bringing in a whole new head coach and a system and all that will do. So I don't know if I even want to go like.
Depends what kind of coach you get.
Yeah. And I know. And Bruce Arians is already like.
He doubled down.
Heading for the job and wants to keep Freddie Kitchens and Greg Williams, which don't want to do that.
Do you want Bruce Arians or you want someone young and new?
Oh my God.
Hey, we got a call.
We do. Jeez, that was loud.
That was really loud. That scared me. Hey, you're on the air. Who do we have?
This is Matt from Ohio.
Matt from Ohio.
Hi, Matt from Ohio. How are you this evening?
Good. Is Garmin in there?
Yeah, Garmin is in here.
Garmin is in here. Do you have some points to bring up to him?
I'm just curious if he thinks that the Bengals should start tanking and go for a draft pick.
I kind of like, I did because say that. Garmin, at this point, like. Well,
Garmin, he made a note 4 years ago with something you said, I'm sure, and he's pulling it up on his
phone. I have all our bets in my phone. But yes, I did say that. At this point, like, I don't know why we would want to win. Like, get a top 10 pick.
Do you think you should tank and take a quarterback? Because if you guys hire Hugh Jackson as a new head coach, he's getting more bad rookie quarterback for you.
I will say, like, I don't know what the mock drafts look like, but if we don't take a quarterback on the first 2 days, I'm going to be irate.
Get that kid from Oregon.
Get the kid from Oregon if he comes out. Dwayne, if Dwayne's there. But that is kind of my fear. If, like, I've seen a lot of people say, if we fire Marvin, is Hugh going to be the guy? And I will lose my mind.
Matt from Ohio, how happy were you yesterday?
I was having a pretty good time.
That probably had to be the best Browns victory in the last many years for you?
Yeah.
Garmin, six months ago, Garmin, you said there was five teams that could win the Super Bowl and the Bengals were one because you had Andy Dalton.
That was after the 2015 season, not a year ago.
Yeah.
You got anything else from the past, Matt?
Yeah.
Do you still believe that?
No, I don't.
You did tweet out that you're off the Dalton train.
Yeah, I did, because I am. At this point, I'm done.
Oh, if you jumped. Like,
I did jump while it was moving.
Yeah. You wait for the next stop.
Bronny, how do you envision the rest of the year playing out for the Browns?
4-1, and we get into the second wild card spot.
Ooh. So it's going to that Ravens game is going to be huge at their last game of the year, probably. That might be a play. If, like, we win, yeah, if we're 4-1, that Ravens game is going to be big. So
4-1, you'd be what, 8-7-1?
8-7-1.
I think 9 wins will have to do it,
though. Yeah, I think you got to get 9. Yeah. I think you got to run the table.
That tie is going to throw some mess into some
stuff. Yeah, it'll make it interesting.
Throw a monkey wrench.
It'll make it interesting. Well, thanks for your call, Matt. Do you have anything else to add?
No, that's all.
All righty. Congratulations on the victory yesterday.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're going to need more than 8 wins, I think.
I think so, too. I think they're going to need 9.
It's got to be 9. I did pull up on my phone to see what my Bronny and Garmin bets are. And it is, I had a bet with Bronny that says
Tampa, Matt from Ohio.
Yeah, from Matt from Ohio. Tampa Bay or Indianapolis will win a Super Bowl before the Bengals. That's a $50 bet. And then the Bengals.
For entertainment purposes.
Right, just for the heck of it.
Well, you have the best bets in Indianapolis.
And then Bengals win Super Bowl before the Browns. That one's $100. And it's not looking super smooth at the moment.
Yeah.
You guys might be dead before that.
I don't think we're ever going to see one in our lifetime.
Jordan, do you want to, just while I'm on this, do you want to see some of the ridiculous? I'm willing to pay you one of these bets right now if you want.
Is it the quarterback one?
It's the quarterback one.
Yeah.
What was that?
I said that Mariota, the combination of Mariota and Winston would be better than the combination of Wentz and Goff.
That's already done.
That's a bad one.
That is a bad one. But at the time, like, Wentz and Goff had not even played an NFL game
yet. Yeah.
And then I
don't know what it is. I've never had faith in especially Jameis Winston, and still don't have complete faith in Marcus Mariota.
And then we also have a Browns-Bengals Super Bowl, $10, a little more reasonable.
Ooh.
And then this one I could be out of maybe this year, but I bet the Buckeyes would win or would get into 7 of the next 10 playoffs.
That's so many, dude.
Starting in 2014 to 2024.
How many have they been in so far?
How many have they missed? They can only miss
last year.
They can only miss three.
They won. We've missed two. They won the first one.
So if they miss this year, I owe Jordan $20.
Wow. I think we made three. We missed two.
I was there when that bet was
made.
That's
going to be in the thick of things. Like, Ohio State is like right there. They're kind of right there. They could make it and they might not.
That, let's go into our bold statements. Are you guys ready for those?
Sure. Do you have, you guys go first.
Okay. Garmin, I know you're prepared.
Well, that's because I told you when we were driving back from Buffalo Wild Wings.
We're going to make a bold statement for the rest of the season. Something that,
No one else.
Something
will
that's
say.
Very
like
bold.
This season? Or like
this season.
What did week 12 tell you?
Well, or the future.
Yeah.
I had one in the future.
That'll work.
Fine.
So I'm going to just piggyback off of Matt from Ohio, who I know is giving me grief because I've always supported Andy with, I'd die on that hill, but now I'm jumping off that hill. My hot take or my bold prediction is that Andy Dalton has played his last game with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Whoa. That's bold.
Super bold.
It is kind of because the way things are.
He's under contract.
They might not even draft a quarterback. He'll have next year.
He'll be back next year.
Yeah, he'll be
back. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's bold.
But it is bold.
The way the Bengals run the organization.
You're putting all your marbles in that basket.
You got any sound effects for these bold?
Do
you have like any explosion sounds?
Boom.
Bold. That's all I got.
That's not bad.
It's ominous is what it is.
I'll go. This is dumb and I don't even believe it, but I'll say it.
It's bold.
Jeff Driscoll runs the table and the Bengals make the playoffs.
That's bold.
Yeah. And it's something I hope doesn't happen either.
What if the craziest thing in the world happens and this becomes like a Tom Brady type situation?
Yeah, and Jeff Driscoll is the next coming of Tom Brady.
All right, I have my bold statement.
Doubt it. He was highly touted out of high school.
My bold statement.
You've always wanted to use that.
Are you ready?
Yeah. My goodies.
Oh, I thought I was going to loop. Nick Chubb is a top 7 running back in the NFL.
I say yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel bold to me.
Give me some pushback.
No? Not even close. There's so many better ones.
7's probably the limit. Yeah, I mean, there's Zeke.
Is David Johnson good this year?
No.
He's not.
So who would you rather have, David Johnson or Nick Chubb?
Okay, Chubb. Let's just say, me and David were talking about this on the drive back. Joe Mixon, do you think Nick Chubb is better than Joe Mixon?
I would rather have Brown's running game than the
I don't know if he's
Cardinals
better, but
I mean, I know it's hard to say because, yeah, I would agree with that 100%.
Would you rather have Joe Mixon on your team or Nick Chubb?
Probably
based on morals.
Nick Chubb.
Yeah. That's kind of
based on my.
Yeah. Who's better, James Conner or Nick Chubb?
Nick Chubb. Even though James Conner, I underrated.
You did?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. I'm glad you admitted that.
So
that was very Hugh Jackson and manly of you to admit
Todd
that.
Gurley, Melvin Gordon, Zeke Elliott, Alvin Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is there?
You're kind of at the point now
where you might be top five.
You could start making arguments.
You could
Kareem Hunt,
maybe. Yeah.
Like, you could make the argument.
Derrick Henry.
No.
You could make the argument with Joe Mixon.
Stat-wise, I mean.
There's another one that I'm kind of missing. I don't even know what Le'Veon Bell is anymore.
Old.
Nothing.
Phil, you got a bold statement?
My bold statement is John Gruden has a 10-year contract. Well, this is his first year, so he's got 9 more years. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say at the end of that, he will bring the Raiders to a Super Bowl.
Whoa.
So, like, what you mean, like, at some point in those 10 years?
I'm going to say towards it later in his
so like year 7
Las
to
Vegas
10.
Raiders will win the Super Bowl?
Well, no, I'm not saying
they
win.
Will go.
They will go
to the Super Bowl.
And your analysis of that?
Yeah, you said you wanted a bold prediction. That's just a prediction I came up. I didn't stick with my team. I went somewhere else.
He's got a ton of first-round picks.
Yeah, he does. I mean, they could build what, the Browns kind of did.
It is interesting because right now he does look like a moron.
Yeah, he does.
looks like an absolute moron. But you don't know what those picks are going to be.
It might go horribly wrong, but it might go really well for him. Maybe he wants his own players. That's what he's just kind of going
with. He probably does.
He just got rid of
the
two best players on his team.
He's laughing at us, laughing at him.
That's good. Good placement, producer.
Would you rather?
Got a would you rather. Go ahead.
All right, would you rather, as I am once again.
Am I prepared?
Not prepared. Would you rather have to raise your hand and ask permission to go to the restroom?
Oh, my God.
Or have to do math homework once a week?
Raise your hand.
Oh, my God.
I hate math.
Same here.
That's like what if you're by yourself.
You have to verbally say it.
You just got to say it or you got to call somebody.
Oh, I would totally do that.
My dad just shouted all caps at me, McCaffrey.
Oh yeah. He's been killing it. Not like rushing wise, but just like all purpose wise.
He has been.
So you can put Saquon Barkley.
Shout it at you through your phone.
Yeah, like I'm deaf or something.
Saquon Barkley's been up there too.
Jack, like, you need to be nicer to Jordan. All those all caps texts are freaking him out.
Let him have it, Jack.
Congratulations on your Browns victory yesterday.
I would also even go one step further where someone would randomly punch me in the arm as hard as they could. I would take that over doing math homework once a week.
Yeah. So, or you could further your education.
Have to do it, or does it have to be right?
You can't just put six.
They always say you can never stop learning.
Yes, I have.
I think I have too.
Well, at least I'm done.
Well, those were some bold statements, fellas. I tell you what, we have probably predicted the future in four ways. I mean, Jeff Driscoll's going to run the table. Andy Dalton's never going to play again. Nick Chubb's awesome. And
top 10 running back.
John Gruden.
How long is...
Do you want to hear Toby Metzger's list?
Wait, how long of running backs? Dalton under contract for?
Until next year.
Toby probably knows all the running backs.
But
let's hear it.
Zeke, Gurley, Bell, Johnson, Kamara, Gordon, Hunt, Mixon, Fournette, McCaffrey, Barkley.
I forgot about Fournette.
Ooh, and I forgot about Barkley. I would still take Chubb over Fournette.
I don't know about that.
Availability is the best ability.
Well, yeah. If we get Fournette a full year,
I don't know.
They're pretty much the same
top 10 running back. I will say, like, to what you're talking about.
Are you changing?
With Dalton's contract, after 2 years, basically, they could opt out whenever they wanted, is the way it was set up. It was a 7-year contract.
They'll never opt out. But he's going to be the quarterback till he dies.
So you got to opt out. Well, you got to wait until the end of the season.
Well, I mean, basically, they can get out of it without any, like, losing any money.
Marv's going to be out there with a walker, and Dalton will be, like, 45, trying to, like, they're going to still be 8-8.
No, they won't.
Just trying to make the playoffs.
They'll be worse than 8-8.
Being a Bengals fan is just the most, like,
soul-sucking.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's an endless pit. It's just like bring you in.
You remember,
you never get out.
A couple weeks back, we were talking about pushing the boulder up a hill for the rest of eternity.
That was a drive to the ground.
Oh, Philly's talking about Monday Night Football.
Sorry.
That's what it feels like being a Bengals fan. You just push this boulder up a hill and it keeps falling back down.
I don't know.
And we're never going to get it to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do, it'll be in 10 years.
Never know.
Oh, we had a bad week. Picks again. Actually, tonight kind of makes our week. We were 1-2 last week, waiting on the results tonight. Philly, what's the results or what has to happen?
Titans
are 5.5.
Titans are +5.5.
So right now they're covering. They're down 4.
Yeah.
And they're in the red zone, so that's looking okay. If that holds true,
it's only first half,
though. Which Philly hopes it will. They will be 2-2 on the week. Jordan, you had the Bears -4.5.
Yes,
was that a win?
They covered.
Do you win every week?
Not every week. Not when I pick the Browns.
Okay, Garmin, you had Hotlanta.
I did, and I was like a point off from
it was
covering.
12.5.
Yep. Well, yeah.
I had
some places it was 13.
I had Pittsburgh as a 3.5-point favorite. They lost by 7. So good job, David. So we're hoping if this score a touchdown here right now, Monday Night Football, we'll be in good shape. We'll hopefully split the week 2-2. So have you guys looked at the picks yet?
I did.
Yes.
Okay. So let's start with Garmin, then go to Philly.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and, like I always do, I like to chase those high spreads. And I'm gonna, Arizona.
Because you're so successful at it.
Yeah, I know. And I always have good reasonings. It never pans out. Arizona versus Green Bay is -14.5 for Green Bay. And I'm going to take Arizona. Because Green Bay, that to me, like, I know Arizona's bad, but that's absurd because Mike McCarthy is, like, as bad as Marvin Lewis probably is as a head coach.
Saw somewhere on Twitter that the Green Bay Packers are the Bengals with Aaron Rodgers.
That's not, I mean, Mike McCarthy's terrible, man. Yeah. And I don't think that they're going to win by that much against
Arizona. That team, you can, the So I guess Mark McCarthy is holding them back.
I guess I should have rephrased that. I'm taking Arizona plus 14 and a half.
Yep. That's the only, just on the Mike McCarthy, the only coach who's been thrown out there as possible Browns candidates who I don't want.
Yeah, that'd be horrible.
That makes everybody else I wouldn't be upset with. I just don't want Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Terry Bradshaw's statement now is even more absurd.
Oh, yeah, he said Mike McCarthy's awesome.
He would get rid of Aaron Rodgers before Mike McCarthy because it's hard to find a great head coach. Jesus. Or it's also hard to find like one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history.
God. Phil, you want to make your pick?
I have 10 guys in a box and they're still running out the middle, you dorks.
I'm going to go with the New York Jets plus 10.5 against Tennessee Titans. Because Titans don't blow out bad teams. They only blow out good teams. So that game will be closer than 10.5. It'll be within 10.5.
I like a lot of picks this week.
I really wanted to take Dallas against New Orleans because I can't imagine New Orleans keep covering the spread. But I couldn't help that 14.5.
I was looking at Atlanta.
Why didn't you go with the Baltimore? Raiders fund?
It was
15.5.
I was looking at Atlanta, Baltimore, but I'm done hating on Baltimore because forever I say they're bad and now they're good. So I'm going to go with Denver plus 1.5 over Cincinnati.
You know you guys are going to win.
I do.
It's going to be a time when you don't want to win.
And we will.
You guys ain't beating Denver.
Oh, yeah. Jeffy Driscoll, baby.
Being sacked.
Yeah, I'm going to keep
10
that.
Times.
Denver, 1.5.
I am going to make a dumb pick.
Good. Smart. Oh, he'll still cover, though. Watch out.
I'm going to go with Buffalo, 5 plus 5.5.
Against
Miami.
Because Josh Allen is back and he's slaying.
That's not a bad pick.
Yeah, but whenever you pick Buffalo, you never know what they're going to do.
We picked four underdogs.
Yeah, I thought also about Kansas City 15.5 over Oakland.
Yeah.
They're going to blow out Oakland. Carson's having a mini climax over here. Yeah,
big double digit spread.
I was looking at it and I saw it and I was like, 15.5.
It's almost unsurmountable.
That's my kind of bet.
That's funny.
All right, so these are some hot picks right here. Listen to some of these teams. Just make an all-star team out of these four picks.
We gave up on our picks. Like we gave
Arizona.
Don't even listen.
Arizona plus 14.5. New York Jets plus 10.5. The Denver Broncos plus 1.5. The Buffalo Bills plus 5.5.
Dad,
don't listen to us at all.
What are we doing?
Run.
We're going 4-0.
Run.
You're
going to
go 4-0 this week.
Run from our picks. We don't know what we're doing.
There's no way the Titans beat the Jets more than 10 points.
We're going 4-0.
That's funny.
The draft 14.0 tonight. Do you want to move into that after the break?
After the break.
Yeah.
Because we need to think about who we're actually drafting.
Yeah.
Oh, I already got my four guys.
I got my squad.
So we're coming up with a heist team if we're going to take over Terry Benedict's Bellagio.
Yes.
For Ocean 11's fans.
We need to come up with a squad.
Athlete squad.
Squad up.
We want to rob that casino. We need to come up with these teams. So we're going to be thinking of that because I have no idea who I'm going to pick.
Oh, I got it.
This was Jordan's idea. And that boy, Philly. And we're going to take a little break.
Oh, my God.
We'll be right back.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas. But Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends, but make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
All the senior citizens in the area are invited to a senior citizens holiday breakfast at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, December 12th at the high school commons. There will be limited space, so reservations are required by calling 375-4139, extension 500, before December 10th. Besides the breakfast, the high school band and chorus will be there to provide entertainment, and there will also be tours of the school buildings. So call 375-4139, extension 500, before December 10th, and make your reservations for the Senior Citizens Holiday Breakfast on Wednesday, December 12th.
Practice Squad on Twitter, or give us a call 419-516-0702. You guys remember that movie Ocean's 11?
Sure do,
David.
Great
one.
They perform a heist and like an all-star cast. You got,
I didn't see that one, but I saw Ocean's 12.
You got George Clooney, you know, good-looking guy. You know, not that I'm hot for George Clooney.
Well, you had Brad Pitt in there, too.
Oh, there's two good-looking guys. And Matt Damon. You consider Matt Damon like a heartthrob?
No.
Damon.
Just Brad Pitt and Clooney?
Yeah.
I feel like they could have got someone hotter than Julia Roberts.
Whoa. Maybe.
Taking shots.
I'm just saying.
That's a hot take.
You think Terry Benedict's dating Julia Roberts?
But she's also classy. That kind of fits George Clooney's style.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she that classy? She's running like with a heist man.
I don't know, David. It's a movie.
Yeah. Who did you want? Like Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yeah. Catherine Zeta-Jones. Yes. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm being mean or whatever. But anyway, great movie. In that movie, they pull a heist. So we're
there's other movies outside of Ocean's 11.
Nope, that's the only heist movie.
What about like Tower Heist?
Yeah, give me five heist movies. Go.
Italian Job.
One.
Ocean's 12.
Crown Affair.
Two.
Ocean's 13.
Ocean's 12. Ocean's 13. Oh. Ocean's 8 with the women.
Yep. Okay, you gotta be good with women. You can't be sexist.
Yeah. And three. And there's others.
There's three heist movies.
There's more. Oh, what's the magic ones?
You can you can basically say Fast and Furious 6, is it?
Those are heist movies.
Oh, yeah. They stole the money from the Brazilian.
Yeah, is that
guy?
The one where they're like hauling it down the street? Yeah,
in the very first Fast and Furious, they steal DVD players.
Oh, yes. you imagine planning a heist now? Like
aged well.
Hey, I know it's in my truck of a DVD player's coming.
You know what's crazy? If you look at those movies, like what those movies are now to what it started with.
Yeah.
Toretto, if you steal another truck's DVD players, you're going to jail.
Now they're like robbing Brazilian
submarines.
Yeah. They're not robbing anything. They're saving the world from supervillains.
Yes. True.
Like Russian
that
subs.
Also can drive cars. Well, anyway, we're coming up with a heist team. So, Jordan, you have the drop?
With athletes.
Yeah, with athletes. Yeah. Specifically. Draft 14.0. Yay. Draft 14.0. Yay.
Enthusiasm there. I've been like Marvin Lewis.
I've been feeling under the weather for the last couple hours. So
yeah, I think from November to February, you're always under the weather.
Yeah, I just go into a hibernation of colds and flu.
When we taped Freeman Foley, you were sick for 4 months.
You were.
When I get really sick in my old days, we're going to look back at that and say that was the first warning sign.
I would like to know how many tissues you went through during that span.
Boxes. Like, I went to Sam's Club and bought just like a whole bunch. I didn't think of that. Jordan, go first or whatever.
Okay.
So, and get your pick is ready, drop.
Oh, yeah.
My pick's ready, too.
My pick is in. I have so many sounds now.
You just become an all-star producer over. It's really been a pleasure to watch you grow.
Thank you. So my first pick is in. I'm going with the Brains. My first overall pick is Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Nice.
Nice.
Garmin's, he has some style. Ryan Fitzmagic. And he's a smart dude from Harvard. So
yeah.
I think he knows what to do.
Good pick.
Looks like he has some
Did he go to Harvard?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
He went to Harvard.
That hasn't been like a fact for like 8 years. Isn't Ryan Fitzpatrick went to Harvard?
Yes. The other one I always think of is the one Michigan quarterback that didn't wear shoes.
Shoelace.
Yeah, they always talked about him too.
Oh, Denard Robinson.
Yeah.
He had one of those, like, he had like an old
school.
He didn't
tie his shoes.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Do you guys know Matt Spanbrook was an Uber driver? Yeah. Bill Murray's a Xavier fan?
I didn't know that. They show him every time.
Go ahead, Garmin.
Okay, so for my brains, I don't know this necessarily. I have to explain this, but I'm going to go LeBron.
You do have to explain that.
I will explain this because LeBron is going to be whatever I want to steal from, he's going to be the guy that gets me in the door.
Okay.
If he wants to have a meeting with anybody, anybody's going to take the meeting with LeBron, and I got like a flash drive that hacks into the mainframe, and all he has to do is stick it in the computer when he gets in there, good to go.
That's sound logic right there.
Is there a USB port on mainframes?
Yep.
For flash drives?
I'm like, LeBron, like, it's the moment when, like, the guys leave the office, right, and he's, like, scrambling to find a computer.
Yeah.
And it's downloading the file.
Yeah.
It's, like, at 95% downloaded, and you can see the people walking back to the room, and then it's, next thing you know, he's sitting there, he's got the flash drive in his pocket.
See, we'd be, like, bad tech. We'd give him a CD-ROM, and he wouldn't know where to put it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if he wants a meeting with anybody, he's getting in the door.
Like, you know what? But you guys are, like, trying to escape after you steal whatever, you know, this hard drive. And he's like, guys, hold up. I got to pose against this wall for my Instagram.
Yeah, with one leg up.
Yeah, he's going to hold everything.
No, he's not.
Run with the winners.
He's not stealing anything.
Hashtag La Familia.
Strive for
good. He gets my malware into the system.
What was that?
I think a computer update.
Oh, awesome. Good pick.
Thank you. I do explain.
Philly.
My first pick, my brain, is Peyton Manning.
Ooh,
it's nice. Got a big head.
Got the head for it.
If you got a six-finger forehead, you know you got a big brain in there.
Hey, your pick's in.
Pick's in. I don't care about that. Peyton Manning, first pick.
Good pick. He's smart, and he's also got a great personality, too, so he could also probably help out. He could probably be a special assistant to the main guy. He could be like Hugh Jackson for...
Yeah, I don't know if he would fit in well with, I don't know, the rest of your team. But he could probably like just be really awkward with the rest of your team.
Yeah.
Sure.
Peyton Manning looks awkward, but he's not. Like, I think he could fit in well with a lot of people.
I think he could also be kind of awkward, too. He just puts on a good face in public.
I think
he'd be like, let's just have a really good day.
Hey, guys, you think this is funny?
I got to go to Papa John's.
Yeah, I guess if you can get along with Marvin Harrison, you could probably get along with anybody.
That's true. That guy, he like shot up a nightclub or something, didn't he?
Yeah, he, I think.
Had guns or something?
I think he killed a guy.
What?
Yeah.
It's weird. Anyway, so we're doing an update that computer.
Where that's coming from.
Since we're doing brains, my pick is in
Hugh Jackson,
Craig Krenzel.
Hey,
whoa, yeah, keep that
going with Craig Krenzel. He majored in molecular genetics.
He was a Draddy Award winner,
and he's going to be brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever need a scramble, he can come up with it.
Oh yeah, if you're in a heist and you're like fourth and three,
yeah,
he's gonna make it.
Fourth and three,
fourth and three to the door.
Yeah, he'll be fine. And Brent Musburger will have a great call with it too. And then I'm gonna go again. My pick is in. I'm going with the front, so like the good looking guy, like Danny Ocean. I'm going with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
Just a good-looking cat.
Yeah.
And I feel like...
So what does the good looks help you steal stuff? How does that work?
He can, like...
If you're in your charmer lady.
Like, he can just be a charmer. Like, he's going to get... Like LeBron's going to get you in the door.
He knows the guy.
Jimmy Garoppolo's like, not LeBron. Jimmy Garoppolo's not open the doors. LeBron's open.
No, you're right. But he's your brains anyway. So this guy's my front.
Okay.
And he's got the nice blazer, probably a nice suit all the time.
Yeah.
Drives a nice car. And he's probably in a love interest triangle with somebody else.
So you're casting a heist movie, not actually pulling a heist?
Kind of both.
I'm trying to trash your pick.
I'm just going to stick by it. Go ahead, Philly.
All right, pick is in. For my second pick, I'm going with the muscle, Ray Lewis.
So when when something needs to go down or will go down or it does go down, he's just going to step in and just take care of it pretty much.
Good pick. He's intimidating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Garmin.
Picks in.
So in the high school, you got to have a wild card. A dude that's unpredictable. Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
He's going to be like my muscle, but also whenever it's great, like when something hits the fan, you never know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Could totally work out, totally fail.
Yeah. Good pick. All right. My second pick is in. I'm going to go get my driver. I'm going to go get Danica Patrick.
Ah, shoot.
Nice.
Yeah. Brings us a little bit of diversity.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she can drive pretty well. Anything. She can drive any cars. She'd
probably drive pretty well.
If we need an Indy car,
she can't drive at all.
And if
she'd get like 10th
stock car
all the time.
Yeah. And that's fine. You know, just has to outrun the cops.
Steady wins the race.
So Danica.
Good pick.
My.
I just realized my team is not at all what it should be, but go ahead.
My wild card is. Pixie. Marco Fultz.
He's a wild card.
He's a wild card. He's the dude who, like, nobody knows. He doesn't really talk to anybody. You don't know what he does. He's just there. And at one point during the heist, he's going to, like, make up for it and, like save the day.
He's going to hit a free throw.
That's Marco Fultz.
He's going to prove his number one overall pick, too.
Yeah. And I think Marco Fultz still has a lot to show us. Nobody knows what to make of him. And I want that on my heist team.
Good pick.
Yeah.
Okay, my pick is in as well. And I'm also going to, you know, tick my driver off the board here. And I don't know a lot about NASCAR or anybody thinks, so I'm just going to go.
Don't know a lot about NASCAR.
Jimmy Johnson is going to be my getaway guy.
Nice.
It's going to be kind of hard because the only turns they know how to make is left. So,
zing.
You ain't going to go nowhere.
Around the block a few times.
Yeah. Good stuff.
All right. Pick is in. I'm going to take my driver. It's going to be Antonio Brown. Just got pulled over going 100 and some miles an hour on a 35, I think. So he likes to go fast.
And
so,
gets caught. He doesn't say he can't get away from the cops.
Well, he didn't keep on going. He stopped.
Yeah. So as a driver, you're going to all get arrested.
No. When it comes down to it, when he needs to keep going, he will keep going.
Yeah, we'll see. All right.
David. Yeah, go ahead.
David's all in on this.
Small guy.
Small guy.
Yeah, like he can fit in nooks and crannies like the...
Okay.
I base this completely off Ocean's 11. Like, you know, small Asian guy that flips him.
Yeah.
What is that, Lin, an Asian guy?
Yeah. Tariq Cohen.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to be a little shifty guy. He's going to get the money and run. No one's going to be able to tackle or catch him. Mm. He's going to be like hiding behind a slot machine. No one will see him.
He'll really good squad you're putting together, yeah. David.
Juke out like...
Yeah, so far it's Craig Krenzel, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Tariq Cohen.
Cool. It's not like you're making this up on the whim.
Yep. And then my last pick is in. My driver is Tiger Woods. Nice. He drives golf balls, and he is good at driving, trying to evade his wife when she chases him with a golf
that
club.
Good. She got it. She got him.
Yeah.
Well, but he's used to it.
Yeah.
Your team isn't making it out of the bank,
and he just has a lot of money, so
you don't need to steal anything.
Yeah. You made it up with Tiger Woods. Good pick, though.
Yeah.
Can't beat Phil 1-on-1, but he's still good.
He'd be a good driver.
Yeah, maybe.
He probably has sports cars.
Well, I don't know. He goes
hits right? Yeah, slice
a little bit.
Wow, that's my team.
All right. My pick is in. And my last pick, I'm going with the guy that's, I'm calling him the goon. He creates a distraction so everybody else can kind of slide in there.
Sean William Scott?
No, Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley, all right.
He's going to go in there and make a scene. Everybody's going to be eyes on him. Then everybody else just kind of goes right
the
past.
Distraction.
Nobody knows.
So he's like the guy in Ocean's 11 that has the heart attack.
Yes.
Or the guy that, what's Don Cheadle find? What's he call that, a spike?
Sorry, I just read a tweet. So Toby Metzger tweeted at us. He said, David's team couldn't rob a bank with doors open and no one in the bank.
your driver would be high on
and like your good looking guy is just based around because he's attractive.
What are you here for? To look good?
I'm taking Jimmy Garoppolo because when we go to steal that bank, his mugshot's going to look great.
Can you imagine Jimmy like walking up being distracting all the tellers? Like, hey, what's going on, girls?
How long is that
going
to last?
At least 5 seconds.
What if it's an all dude tellers?
Okay.
All right. Defend your team.
Jimmy distracts the ladies. They fall for him. Tariq Cohen runs so quickly behind. No one can see him behind the counter. Then he gets in. Now I got to look at my team. Craig Krenzel.
Performs surgery.
Yeah, Craig Krenzel.
He does the pre-heist planning.
Yeah. That's it.
He's mixing.
He's in the van.
Why he's talking. Why he's talking to everybody saying, you guys screwed the
And then, who else do I have? Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Pass out.
You're part of this team, too. So this is like a five-team squad.
You can't even drive the car away.
Your team's so bad.
I don't have... Wow.
And Dave's just like, I just want to go home, guys. Let's go home.
Yeah. Let's not do this, guys.
I have regrets about this.
I still have to make a pick.
Go ahead, Garm. Glad I could entertain you guys.
I don't know if pro wrestlers count as athletes, but my muscle is going to be John Cena.
It's real to me.
Because he's a huge dude and no one can see him.
That's funny. That's a good one. That's a pretty good team there.
Thank you. I'm going to steal some stuff.
That's funny. I don't even know what I need anymore.
You got a driver.
I got a driver.
Who else? Did anyone else get...
Do you have a good-looking person?
You're the only one of them.
Do you have a wild card? I drafted Conor McGregor.
I got Marco Fultz.
He's
got a wild card, a mastermind, and a driver.
Yeah, you need muscle.
Or a good-looking wheel man.
I got a wheel man. I got Dan.
Just a good-looking front, I think is what I call it.
A wheel woman, David.
Yeah. All right, so my muscle will also be at icon. Dennis Rodman.
All right.
He's the dude both. During the dirty.
He's the muscle and a wild card. Yeah.
Then he gets
shot. So I got Ryan Fitzpatrick playing the whole thing. Dennis Rodman and Markel Fultz doing dirty work. And then Danica sitting in the car waiting to take out the money.
Good teams, guys.
Good teams.
Yeah, so let us know. I've already been insulted on Twitter.
But well, if you just picked a bad team.
Insult me. Insult me more, go ahead. I can take it, I think. Only so many. All those haters on social media.
That's probably the best laugh I had in a long time.
I'm glad I could provide that.
I was in tears.
We're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back with some overrated, underrated. We'll be right back.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complimented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy this year with Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From November 12th through December 7th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern, Indiana. Toys will go to area families and organizations in need. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, visit kalppharmacy.com for details or email info@kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Mayor Dave Kalp wants to let you know that he will again be continuing the Christmas decorating contest that was started by Mayor Broerman. Prizes will be awarded to the top three homes in the village, and the judging will be done on Friday evening, December 21st. No entry is required, and all residents of the village are eligible to win. Get your Christmas decorations up and listen to Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW on Friday evening, December 21st, for the winners of Mayor Dave Kalp's Christmas decorating contest.
To the practice squad. Give us a call, 419-516-0702, or continue to hate on me on Twitter at FR Practice Squad. That Twitter page be lit. I didn't have any polls again this week. I guess I'll think of some more. Maybe I'll have some overrated, underrated
Twitter. Maybe you can tweet out additional betting lines.
Oh, yeah. Some parlays that I can lose people money.
Ooh.
That'd be great. Jordan, we have some overrated, underrated. I'm going to throw it over to you at the producer's desk.
You guys want to do a overrated? Oh, wait.
Would you rather?
Oh. No. Would you we don't have a choice. You play the drop.
Yeah.
We have to now.
Sprinkle one of those. Does that mean that you actually have one, or is that an accident?
No, I have one.
Okay.
Would you rather have Nicolas Cage sleep beside you every night or sleep in a lightly bedded cage?
Because of Cage.
So every time you turn over, so if you sleep with a spouse and you turn over, it's Nicolas Cage instead of
yourself. Do you talk to him?
He is just smiling at you the whole time.
Ooh, wide, like open.
Yeah.
Does he look like, what was his character in Con Air?
Something Poe. Poe Cameron? Is that it?
Cameron Poe. He's dressed like Cameron Poe with the mullet. And you're just like smiling at you.
Yeah, but mullet is that long hair.
Or you have to sleep in a cage that's lightly bedded, like a blanket and a pillow.
Like a dog cage?
Yeah.
I'll go with Nick Cage. He doesn't try any funny business, does he?
I don't know.
Can't tell with him.
No, yeah.
I'll go with Nick Cage. I love my bed.
Yeah, same here.
I'm the same way.
I'm going to go with Nick Cage because it'll be nice.
Like if it was like a couch. I'd sleep on the couch.
A lightly bedded like cage, like for a person or like a dog cage?
Is that a futon? Because that's kind of like a cage.
Like how thick a padding are you?
Yeah, we're talking like straw
or like a couple blankets.
Do you get two blankets? It doesn't matter.
Right? We need to get in detail.
You guys are going
to
sleep with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going with the cage.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Oh man, that computer keeps spitting them out. Craig Krenzel must have come up with these.
These are randomly generated, so you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
From the Would You Rather machine.
Would you rather have Hugh Jackson be your life coach?
Oh, God.
Or Torrey Schmidt be your nutrition coach?
Torrey Schmidt.
That was way up there.
Yeah, yes, nutrition. Follow her.
Torrey's going to get you results.
Yeah. Hugh will get, like, losses and embarrassment.
Are you guys ready for overrated, underrated?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Overrated or underrated? Salisbury steak.
Overrated.
Overrated.
Not even rated.
Yeah. Like, it's not even on my
board.
It's not even on my radar.
Salisbury steak is.
Like, overrated. Did you have Salisbury steak this weekend, Jordan?
No. I don't know why I thought of that.
Last time I had Salisbury steak, I was at Bruce Shane's house in second grade or something like that.
That's what I was thinking. And it stuck in your head. You're like, no, thank you.
Like the school would serve it every now and then.
Yeah.
You'd see Salisbury steak, you'd be like, gosh.
Like cube steak with some sauce.
Yeah.
Some Salisbury sauce.
This is exactly what it is. Why not Texas toast or tomato soup and grilled cheese?
Salisbury steak. No thanks on the Salisbury steak.
I'm going to show.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't waste
much money. Overrated or underrated? Meryl Streep.
God. Overrated.
She's just like, all like, oh, I can't believe I won another award.
Yeah.
She's.
David hates women. No, she's just like false modest.
Yeah. How do you know it's false?
Pretentious.
Like, I'm overrated on her.
She preaches
because Meryl and I are close.
Not a big fan.
We have mutual friend, Jimmy Garoppolo. She really likes Jimmy Garoppolo.
Properly rated.
That's fair.
She's good. She wins.
To be honest, I have seen more Meryl Streep movies than I think, but not enough to even gauge it. So I'm just going to, whatever, overrated.
I'd say overrated too.
Like, what's your favorite Meryl Streep movie?
overrated.
That one's easy.
Devil Wear Prada, right?
Boom.
Yep. Devil's Wear Prada.
I've only seen it 500 times because of my wife.
I don't know the last like good movie I've seen with her in it.
Is Iron Lady?
But I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
She's good. But I bet every movie that she's in, she's unbelievable and the best actress ever.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure. There's a couple bad ones she's been in that she's been nominated for.
Meryl Streep, who do you think you are?
Get out of here.
Overrated.
Carmen's like, I don't know, guys. She's a pretty good actress.
No, I think that she is exactly what she is. She's a good actress and she wins awards. I don't have an opinion.
Does she win awards? Or is she like the one that's been nominated and only won a couple?
No, she wins a lot.
Does she win everything?
She's nominated like 15 times. She's won like 2 or 3 times.
Okay.
Anyway, overrated or underrated? Watching a video of someone dunking over 4 people.
Oh, it's over or underrated. The most underrated. It's my favorite.
Like when you say a video.
Like YouTube. Like if someone's like on Twitter and I'm like, hey, check this out, and it's someone dunk on someone.
Yeah, it's underrated. I like dunk videos.
I even like the ones where like they don't even like an actual rim. It's like someone's just standing over a door and the guy like just jumps up and smacks the door and like acts like he dunked on them. Those are great.
Like someone has to dunk over 4 people. Like, that's like when
that's underrated, yeah.
See, I think it's overrated. Because anytime someone dunks over multiple people, it's always just matters because of the tallest guy.
Oh, you're talking
when it's set up or
like you're dunking over like 4 people and they all freak out because you dunked over
like you're jumping
people.
Over 4 people stacked together.
Yeah.
You're not just talking about like
4 people standing
videos.
In the paint.
No, dunking over like 4 or 5 people.
Okay. Yeah. I'll say that's probably overrated.
Yeah. Typically in that they like boost off their shoulders and stuff.
Yeah.
Non press.
Yeah. I'll go. I changed. Overrated.
We should rename this.
Not impressed.
Overrated.
Very impressed.
That's overrated.
Not
dunk videos.
Overrated. All right. Overrated or underrated? As seen on TV products.
Oh, those are awesome.
Those are pretty cool.
Flex Seal is pretty good.
Flex Seal is not. Flex Seal sucks.
The infomercials underrated.
Silly Putty?
Products probably overrated.
What is the best... The Snuggie?
That's probably the most popular.
The ShamWow? You guys ever use a
like
ShamWow?
The most effective one? ShamWow's pretty good.
Have you guys
like
ever used
the Slap Chop?
Slap Chop. Have you ever used the Gopher?
Yeah.
Where you pick up stuff?
That was my I bought like 4 of them 1 year and just gave them out at random.
You'd be amazed at stuff that people throw in our yard over on the farm. Like, it's a lot of like bottles full of liquid that you don't know what it is. Yeah. You can assume, but you don't want to like try and find out. So the Gopher is a handy tool.
You don't taste test it?
I stick a Gopher, not a real Gopher, but like the Gopher tool.
Yeah.
On the mower and just drive along and pick that stuff up.
Very useful.
So, yeah, throw it to the neighbor's yard.
Throw it in the Wabash.
So, I just named like 6 products that are life-changing. I'm going to go with underrated.
Everybody else, what'd you say?
Oh, I said underrated. There's a lot of like really good. Have you ever seen
Like OxyClean? That's a great detergent.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever seen like any, it's in Parks and Rec, the marshmallow gun?
No. Yeah.
Where you put little marshmallows in it and you just pump it and you can just shoot marshmallows at people. Yeah. Like it has no value outside of shooting marshmallows at people, but it's amazing.
All right. As seen on TV products are
underrated.
All right. Overrated or underrated subwoofers in the trunk of your car.
Overrated.
Am I in high school?
Yes. Have to be 2003.
It's still overrated.
Go back in the frame of line of if we're in 2003 and we're in junior.
Never
line.
Understood it.
You have to be drinking crunk juice out of a gasoline can.
You have to be like, it's got to be subwoofers that are so loud that when you're listening to them, you're in the back seat. It's like you're in a vibrating chair and you literally can't hear the music because it's just sound.
It's like everybody opening their trunk, like, look at these subwoofers. Dude.
Check this out. I can't put anything in here, but dude.
Yeah, gone for
it. It bumps.
Yeah.
You go to Best Buy.
Yeah.
Like you can hear me from 8 miles away.
Wake Street.
Don't try to have a conversation either.
Yeah. Say, this is a great song.
I think they were underrated because I think it added a lot. So I would say underrated.
I say overrated.
Over.
Because
stupid.
The purpose was to play music and it made the music less understandable.
I'm going to say if I was in like, if it's 2003, I'm going to say underrated because that would made people cooler. back then.
Got you chicks in high school.
No. Yeah. I never had them, but I'm just saying, like, you were like, dude, that he got a subwoofer? That's, he put it in himself.
Dude, he's got ice tips.
Stupid. Cool. Stupid.
Ice tips. Ice tips. Underrated, overrated.
Like
ice
hair?
Tips.
Yeah.
Like frosted tips.
Frosted tips.
Overrated.
Yeah. Frost tips with spiky hair.
Underrated, overrated. I didn't frost my tips.
I know.
Although everyone said I used to. That's a false rumor.
People said you frosted your tips?
Yeah, there's really funny sounds. Yeah. I never did. Just a lot of hair gel. I would go through gallons of hair gel.
What kind did you use?
Tresemme Mega Hold.
Tresemme.
Mom, Tresemme Mega Hold.
Oh, I would like stock out Walmart.
That's funny.
I would go to Walmart and like empty the shelf.
Do you remember the one day that you
it's
didn't
not just like Tresemme Hold, Mega Hold. Don't go there. Nobody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, do tell.
The day he did it, and he's like, oh, I didn't have any more, and she didn't. And I feel like all the girls are like, David's hair looks really nice.
No. Yeah, like, why is he spiking like an idiot?
Why is my life a lie?
Hey, it took me a while to figure out who I was, guys.
Oh, hey, I get
I've
you.
Been there. All right, so subwoofers in the trunk of your car. Overrated.
It was properly rated.
Let's play it. Overrated or underrated middle names?
We're currently trying to figure out the name of our child.
Underrated.
And Tori got kind of mad at me because I called a middle name a pointless name.
So you're going to go overrated.
The more I thought about it, it's underrated, though.
Some people...
Are you submitting right now?
Yeah, she wins.
Yeah.
She wins all the fights anyway. I just put up initial pushback just to make feel like more like a man.
Yep.
And then you just go, but I guess...
Then you cave.
I'm a man. I'm for it.
Then you cave.
Come at me.
Yeah.
I'm going to say like it's
I'm going to say underrated because typically it's like... After someone important.
Right. I mean, that's what you...
Middle names can mean something.
But, like, also, like, don't some people just have, like, initials that have no middle name? Like, I know some people, like, just because you need to have an initial.
Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah. Like, the A might not stand for anything. It just can be A. I don't know. I don't have any upcoming children that I know of.
But
so
most people say, that do that are, like, famous and they just...
I'll say underrated, I guess.
Overrated.
Philly?
I'm going underrated.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I said underrated too.
Outvoted middle name.
I tell you, Cam's middle name is my dad's name, so you know I'm at something.
Yes, Jordan. All right. Well, overrated or underrated? Using a big word in a sentence correctly.
Underrated. You seem so smart.
Super underrated.
Underrated.
Don't happen much with me, but.
All
right. When you hit it right, like the person you're talking to thinks you're so educated.
And like you don't even know where the word came from. It's just like, what happened? You like black out.
Like you just so my dad would just use the word facetious.
Yeah.
Like when he'd say, you're being facetious with me right now. And when I was a kid, I'd be like, what is he talking about?
Let me run in the house real quick.
That's sarcasm.
Grab a Webster's.
That's why you always call me facetious and I never knew what that meant.
Yeah. He'd be like, David, you're being facetious. I'm like, what is my dad talking? Is he speaking French? So yeah, when you use it right, you seem very educated, and I think it's underrated.
Okay.
And facetious isn't even that big of a word.
All right, using a big word in a sentence correctly.
Underrated.
So by demand...
He also used to say, you're insulting my intelligence. And that was always cool, too. Because that's in The Godfather.
Breakfast cereal.
Underrated.
So this is layup for you guys, right?
Yeah, I don't even know. There's like not much.
I don't know what Philly and Jordan think about it, though.
I think it's versatile. I think.
Breakfast cereal, but as a snack. It's not for breakfast, just cereal.
Okay. Do you guys eat breakfast typically?
Yes.
Like half the time.
Like, do you eat like a full breakfast every
morning? No, just like I eat some. Yeah. Like
on cereal. On the weekends, I go all out. Yeah, okay, like but like I'm talking like during the week, work week.
No, I don't wake up early enough to cook a full
Neither
breakfast.
Neither do I. I'm grabbing
are you getting a bowl of cereal or are you getting like a granola bar? Or are you like making eggs?
No,
like,
granola
no,
bar.
No, I ain't making eggs. Like, I can do cereal. I can do like,
I don't even
like
leave time for
cookies
that.
And milk. I consider that like breakfast, but
I don't have time for that. And
grabbing like a peanut butter bar or something. I'm out the door.
We could make time for it, but I choose not to. I like stay in bed until I have to go.
But like, if I get home from work and I want a snack or something,
Yeah.
Get some cereal. Because when you're an adult and you can get whatever cereal you want, you don't have your parents being like, you can't get Lucky Charms, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Fruity Pebbles. I'm like, yeah, I can, because I'm 29 and I live alone.
I continue to eat just the unhealthiest sugar-filled breakfast cereals. I had a roommate in college that would eat Fiber One, and I called it rabbit turds. And he would get so upset, but... Yeah, Doug from D.C., if you're listening.
Rabbit turds.
Rabbit turds. Fiber One was a garbage. Even the strawberry fiber one, you acted as if it was going to have flavor. It did not have any flavor at all.
David's out there whooping on Lucky Charms.
Oh, like, CT Crunch. I mean, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You can't beat it. The milk, they can sell that milk in a bottle. Like, just make it flavored like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Just sell it. People would buy that. Fruity Pebbles, you can't beat it. Mm-hmm. Well, you can beat it. I'll give you a couple that can beat it. Cap'n Crunch, Frosted Flakes. Underrated. I always have liked Honey Smacks with the frog on it.
Nah. Did you like Fruit Loops at all?
Fruit Loops, all right. Not a favorite of mine. Lucky Charms up there.
Fruit Loops would not be in my top 10 cereals I'm buying.
Yeah, me neither. Or Apple Jacks.
Tricks. Apple Jacks. Like
Tricks.
Tricks, yeah. Tricks were
good. I didn't like Tricks. Cookie Crisp, and I don't like the blatant candy cereals. Like, they have a Nutter Butter and Oreo cereal now.
I saw that.
Yeah, not interested in that.
I'm like, no, thank you. But I'll just buy an Oreo.
Cap'n Crunch, man. You can't really go wrong. Peanut Butter Crunch with the Cap'n Crunch variety. It's pretty good.
Sky's on his game.
You know, I just... And you know, if you want to go with some classier, more adult cereals, you can go with Honey Nut Cheerios. You can go with, you know, Frosted Mini Wheats. Cereals that got great flavor. But
Frosted
really,
Mini Wheats is a very underrated cereal. Yeah. Like, I like it a lot.
So you can seem more like an adult, but still get that little bit of sugar rush that you need.
I like to be like, if you open up my pantry, like, it's watching an episode of Seinfeld. Like, Jerry always has, like, 8 different cereals.
Yep.
I like to mix it up.
Yep. So, David, when the Bengals disappoint you on Sunday.
Yeah. I stress eat cereal.
You eat cereal
like a box
playing
Zelda.
Do I eat cereal while I'm playing Zelda? I do eat a lot of cereal while playing video games.
Yeah.
Like anger, eat Lucky Charms while beating.
Typically, I hard drink when they lose. And I just want to be so negative, but I don't want to alienate people from my life. So I try and have some semblance of positivity. See, I think Garmin's been on the teetering edge of never watching a Bengals game with me again ever.
I won't say no.
There's going to be Sundays where, like, he has decided not to come to my house because of how bad of a fan I am.
In the future, Dave's like, hey, you want to come watch a Bengals game? Like, nah. Garmin's like, oh, I got this thing I got to do. Yeah. But then you can just look down the road and you can see his vehicles outside the whole day.
I just keep looking out the window. Yeah, so breakfast cereal, incredibly underrated. It's fantastic. Would you rather? Go ahead.
Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather know everything, but you have to correct people when they're wrong?
Oh, duh. Oh,
yeah.
I hate people that do that.
Okay, yeah. Or just receive $20 right now.
I'm going to be the know-it-all.
I would take 20 bucks.
Like, you legitimately know everything. Like, you know the meaning of life.
No, you just know a lot. So basically, whenever
people are talking about random pointless stuff, and they're like, "No, actually, what happened was this," and you got to point it out. And
you don't know the meaning of life, but you just know all.
So, like, you're like you said, actually, so like Oscar from The Office.
Yes.
People like, he just inserts himself into people's conversations.
Yes. Yeah.
Actually,
like, two people, something wrong, you have to.
Two people could be talking about, I don't know, some business or whatever, and then they get one fact wrong, and you're like, oh, excuse me. I just,
actually, you're allowed give to me, push the offensive player.
Give me 20 bucks.
I'm taking the 20 bucks.
Oh, I'm being the know-it-all jerk. I'm great at trivia night.
Yeah, sure. Give me 20 bucks, and I just don't have enough self-confidence or.
Know it all?
Yeah.
You don't have enough self-confidence.
I couldn't possibly know it all.
I just even write.
You would be like the person who knows everything, and you would never be actually because you're like, but then what if I'm wrong?
Yeah, well, I just hate.
People are going to get tired of it, and they're just not going to talk around you.
Does anyone like that person that does that?
No.
No.
So right. I like to be liked.
I want
to
be the most disliked person in my friend group.
I wish I didn't care what people thought about me, but I do.
I want to be the guy, so when I leave the room, you guys are like, that jerk just inserts all the time.
He was right, though.
He was right, but
he's always right.
I hate him.
All right, one more.
Would you rather, would you rather, would you rather,
would you rather be an NFL insider like Adam Schefter
but every other tweet is wrong.
Oh, man.
Or being
a lot of internet hate there.
Or yes. Being offensive coordinator, but you have to follow Blake Bortles.
Like he has to play for you?
Yeah.
He's your quarterback?
Yeah.
So basically, either be, instead of Adam Schefter, you're Chris Broussard.
I was going to say, you're Chris Broussard.
I was going to say, like, you ain't going to make it very far if every other tweet's wrong.
I'm going to go with that one because Chris Broussard still has a job.
Yeah, that's true.
And even though he gets made fun of, he's got a cool job where all he has to do is really tweet a lot and look at his phone a lot.
And then have the following tweet. I was incorrect. I apologize. LeBron is not going to Sacramento.
Or just repeat the guy that got it right. So like you just tweet right after you follow Woj.
Yeah.
And then you just write the same thing.
I don't like how everybody has to, all the beat writers have to just, for the record, like say the same thing that was already tweeted. Like,
yeah,
30 minutes ago.
Yeah, because they're getting paid.
Yeah, yeah. For Adam Schefter, you know, they did.
Well, because those,
you know, release.
Those, like, I think, like, those guys get real gripey about, like, making sure the credit is given.
I get it, but, like,
when you break a story,
the same 400 people say the same thing.
Right.
I guess it's part of their job.
Yeah, like, when the Bengals put Dalton on IR today, I had, like, six tweets from six different people that I follow, like, Andy Dalton to IR, Andy Dalton.
Like, what if you, like, you were at Woj, you're Adam Schefter, and you broke, like, a huge story, and, like, some dude just, like, wrote a giant article basically taking credit for it and not crediting you at all. That would upset me.
The only good thing about being the co-coordinator for Bortles, if you like have a season like last year where they actually did good, you could parlay it into a better job.
Yeah.
Can you move on, or are you eternally stuck with Bortles?
Because I feel like that's not...
You're stuck.
That's not
possible. So,
give me the... It's like you can't get fired.
Give me the
not a job. Source job. That's not a job I want, then.
Give me the Adam Schefter job.
Yeah. You gotta be up like... I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, but I mean, I agree. That wouldn't be great.
I'd like
but
to see his cell phone bills.
They're just looking at their phone.
Yeah.
He's got to have like 10 different phones. He's just
yeah, on. I wouldn't like that, John. I wouldn't like also having
Blake Bortles
as quarterback. Yeah.
Nah, I'd be all right. I could handle like being the Chris Broussard.
Is that our show?
That is our show, Marvin Lewis.
Fantastic.
Ta-da!
The Bengals season is over.
Yes.
Not yet. They
mercy
still have
killed.
Five more games to play.
No, we've been mercy killed. They took
no,
us out back.
No.
They
put us down. It is done. The
you guys just can't quit like that one college team did. Or yeah. Like high school team did.
R.I.P. 2018 Bengals.
Man, there goes.
It was fun while it started.
Your Super Bowl pick.
Oh. I know. I know.
Real quick before we go, did any of you guys see that thing I retweeted yesterday? That high school coach that got the water dumped on him?
Oh, yeah. Mad?
Yeah. What's up with that?
He was pissed.
He just grabbed that kid. Pissed. Like, he looked like he was going to throttle that kid.
He just won the state championship.
They won their first ever state championship, and they dumped, they ice bathed the coach. And like, you can find a video. I'll try and retweet it. And he, like...
He turned around, he found the kid that did it, and he, like, he freaking went straight to him.
Yeah, and the kid behind him was, like, recording it on his phone. He yelled at him. He looked outrageously... Just enraged.
He looked like he just got beat by 50 at the state championship instead of winning.
Why?
Maybe he's a witch.
I don't know. Like I said, I'll try and post it on the account if anyone wants to look at it. I just saw that. I didn't know if you guys saw that.
I mean, he's an older guy, so he might just be old school, but Jesus, I mean, come on. You just won your first ever state championship. Be happy.
You're going to act like you've been there before. Oh, that's our show, FR Practice Squad. Follow along on Twitter all week. Just tweet us if you ever have any thoughts or want to make us feel bad about the Bengals season being over or the Browns looking on the up and up.
Yeah.
The future is here.
It is bright.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think you guys found a quarterback.
I think we did too, which is fun.
Happy for you, Jordan.
He blows his knee on his dump career.
For David Schmidt, producer George Sogler, Craig Garman, Troy Metzger, everybody have a great week. We'll see you next week.